10 to 6, and offering lunchtime deliveries downtown. Ordering info at 321-OVEN.
Okay, this is Angelina, your host of Tideline on Wednesday night here on KRNN 102.7 FM. And let me just go through the quick list of who we just heard from. That was, of course, Elin Jewell and her song Bang Bang Bang. That's off her latest album called Queen of the Minor Key. Before that, we heard from Elin Jewell. We heard Imelda May and her remix of her song Inside Out. And then before that, we heard Oh Well, That's What You Get for Falling in Love with a Cowboy. That was Lonnie Lane. And then we also heard, starting off that set, was Wanda Jackson, the queen of rockabilly, who has another album out. She's like 76 and still touring. She's amazing. And that song was called Tore Down. Whew, she tore it up. But anyway, I have a treat for you, listeners. Here in the studio, I have JR of Slush Not Snow.
Hello.
Hello. It's great to have you here, JR.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's always so great to have musicians in the studio. I get my own little private concert. I mean, it's not private because everyone hears it. But thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah, that's what I love about this station. You guys are so just open to bringing local artists and musicians in. And I don't know. I want to say I've always been treated pretty nice here since I was like a little kid, like writing dumb punk songs.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm so glad that you've been so welcome. It's wonderful to have you here, and it's been fun to. I think we met just within the last couple of years, maybe.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But it's been fun to hear your music, and as you're kind of writing new stuff and what you're trying. So.
Yeah.
That's how I kind of came across you again. Last night, I think I was on Facebook, and you had posted out there, you guys had a new song out.
Yeah, I wrote and recorded this song like 2 weeks ago now. And I just recorded it by myself really fast and decided to post it because I liked how it turned out. And I've just been putting it on Facebook and stuff. And
it sounds good. And we're going to play that one a little bit later.
Nice.
But yeah. So JR, you've got your beautiful guitar in here.
Yes.
And
Claire.
What?
Claire is her name.
Excellent.
My electric guitar's name is Charlie. I don't know if you watched the show Lost, but two characters on the show are Charlie and Claire, and they like date. So I named my guitars after them because I just love that show. So
that's great. You know, it's always fun to hear if people name their guitars or what kind of relationship they have. My electric guitar is named Stella.
And
That's
nice.
And I have to say, I haven't named my. I have a little parlor body. It's like a Spanish style. But anyway,
nice.
It doesn't matter. I'm not playing. You are. So tell me. You said this is Charlie. No.
This is Claire.
Claire. My apologies, Claire. Claire is beautiful.
Thank you. So. My dad plays guitar, and he actually had this guitar before I even started playing.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. So my dad kind of is the one who taught me how to play chords and stuff.
Well, that's wonderful. So who else has been kind of an influence for you over the years?
Well, my dad for teaching me chords.
But really,
thanks,
Dad.
I'm more self-taught than anything. I've never had guitar lessons or anything. It wasn't till my senior year of high school, which was in 2010, that I started playing guitar for the JDHS jazz band. And that's the first time I ever like had to read guitar music, and that was like kind of a challenge at first because I was like, the way I learned was just learning the songs by like my favorite bands, and just kind of getting my own, I guess, technique that way.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So, well, let's hear what you've got. You've got a song for us. So let's get to it.
Yeah. The song is called Douglas View, and I wrote it this past summer. So.
Okay.
Douglas View and the thought of you after some drinking, well, it's never too soon to give out a dial or two. A Douglas View and the thought of you It's late as luck, but it's bright as noon. It's getting easier the more I consume. They don't make sense, the words I choose. A Douglas view and the thought of you. Never meant to bum you out. So many songs I feel bad about, but they are what they are, and they stay where they are. It's late as luck, but it's bright as noon. It's getting easier the more I consume. They don't make sense, the words I spew. A Douglas view and the thought of you. Getting easier the more I consume. They don't make sense, the words I choose. It's getting easier the more I consume. They don't make sense, the words I choose. I never meant to bum you out. So many lyrics I feel bad about, but they are what they are, and they stay where they are. A Douglas view and the thought of you. A Douglas view and the thought of you. A Douglas view and the thought of you. A Douglas view and the thought of you.
Great.
Thank you.
So that's a fairly new song. Within the last couple of weeks, you said.
This summer, actually.
Oh, this
last
summer.
Couple of months, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Summer. It's, you know, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Right? It felt like summer yesterday.
I know. Did you not feel a little fooled? Like,
yeah.
You get all this hope.
I got up early this morning. And I was like, why is there snow on my car?
I know.
Why do I have to clean this?
I was like, that's a little rude. So, listeners, if you're just tuning in, we have JR from the band Slush Not Snow, and you're a local band. And
yes,
how long
yes.
have you guys, tell me a little bit about the who's in the band and how long you guys have been playing together.
Well, we're a three-piece band. It's me, my friend Eric Mountcastle, and my friend Guy Unzicker. And, I guess the name Slush Not Snow has been around for a long time. I started recording songs when I was like 14 or 15, just with like my computer mic and a crappy like program and I wanted to post those songs on like a MySpace music page. This is how long ago it was. I was on MySpace.
Oh yes, you sound so old.
There's just a lyric in like one of the first songs I wrote, and it was the lyric was mistletoes or jokes. This is slush, not snow, and I just wanted to make a music page to post it on, and it was like you need a band name, and I was like, I don't want to go by my name because my name is super lame, like not like for an artist like J.R. Rosales, like just doesn't sound cool at all to me, and so I was just like, I'll just go with that lyric, slush, not snow. And
oh, it's you know, I think it's a great name, and it applies to Juno.
I know,
I was
right?
Like, yeah,
I never thought of it as like a Juno thing. I just thought of it as like a lyric that I wrote, but it's kind of funny.
It works. I like it. So, well, that was a great song, and again, that was called Douglas View.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of a nice little sort of love song there, right before Valentine's Day.
Right.
And if you have some sort of song you want to dedicate to someone here on air, just go right ahead or just play to the listeners. We'll all love it.
Well, I don't think I have a song to dedicate to someone, but today is my friend Zach Watt's 19th birthday. Oh. And so I'd just like to say happy birthday, Zach.
Happy birthday. I'm so glad you didn't say, Angelina, join me. Let's sing. Like you goodbye. So, Slush Not So, you guys have been playing together for a while, and I think you mentioned that you are heading into the studio, or you guys got something that you're recording, or what's...
Yeah. First, the band Slush Not Snow didn't start till September 2011, so we've only been a band for a little over a year, which is pretty crazy, because I feel like we've like done a bunch for just... that amount of time. next week we'll actually be going into the studio with our friend Lance to record our first official single. And by official single, I mean it's the first time we're recording as like a band, because all our recordings right now are just usually just me. And then, you know, and then we play those songs live, but this is the first time that we'll be recording them as the three of us, like how we play live and how people see us. So
that's fantastic. Are you guys excited?
We're super excited.
That's great.
We're like being really, I guess, legit. And our friend Lance, who's recording us, is like, I need you to send me like rough demos and rough mixes of the song so I can all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's crazy. Because for me, I just record in my garage or like in my room and then that's it.
Or like your voice memo on your iPhone. Here,
oh man, voice memos are the best
tool. Aren't they the best?
They're the best tool. Like if I'm jamming, like I'll make sure to have my phone just for the, I'll set the phone to like never go to sleep. So that when I just press record and like I never have to worry about it going off. And I know that's not a problem, but I'm just paranoid about that kind of stuff. So I just like to have it going the whole time. And
well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So speaking of recording, we're recording this, your session tonight here on the radio.
Nice.
So yeah, sounding really good. So listeners, if you miss part of the show or you want to hear it again, of course, we'll put this up on the KRNN website, which I think our website has changed. It's kind of like just if you go to ktoo.org and then click on KRNN. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll get that up there soon. But so tell us, I know you've got more music to play. So what do you got for us next?
Tuning. But then I think I'll play a song that I wrote. I was just in Fairbanks this last few months, and I wrote this. This is like the first song that I wrote when I was there. And it's called Every Note, but I'm going to tune first.
Okay. So we've got JR from Slush Not Snow, and he is here in the KRNN studio getting ready to play another song for us as soon as he gets everything tuned up. It's very official here.
Yeah, I make fun of myself at every show we do for just tuning, and luckily I have Guy and Eric there to talk and also make fun of me and entertain people.
Yeah, do you want me to do like the weather report?
Oh, no, I think I'm good right now, but
okay. Take it away.
All right, the song's called Every Note, and it's about girls with red hair.
How much I think about your hair, and if we ever lost touch, I'd wanna let you know that the month we met and hung was every note a singer wishes they had sung. It's kind of embarrassing how much I wanna be with you, and I come back in 4 months because in my garage you didn't feel the same. I'm glad I said how I was feeling anyway. Kind of embarrassing how much nervousness I have about you finding someone who feels you just as much and more than I do. 'Cause have you met yourself? Who could blame a dude? It's kind of embarrassing how much time I spend writing songs about the same stuff, but I wanna let you know that this number isn't sad. I've comfort in whatever it is we have. I've comfort in whatever it is we have. I've comfort in whatever it is we have. Thank you.
I like the little and then I know exactly when you're done. That was really cool.
Thank you.
It was nice. It's so much fun to hear your stuff. I'd heard you play. Well, I think you played with a couple of other people at one of the concerts in the park or something over the summer.
Yeah, I played with my friends Cameron and Taylor.
Yes, they are great.
Yeah, they are.
They're very entertaining. You guys were so cute up on stage, and you guys you put on this great little performance. It was a lot of fun. So it's great to have you in here. And it sounds like you've been pretty busy writing a lot. And
when I was in Fairbanks, I just ended up writing a lot just because, I don't know, I think it was...
Winter.
And that I was just in a new place, meeting new people, getting new experiences. And I feel like I used to live in Arizona and then California also. And I feel like when I'm just like out of town or not home, I just write a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
I write a lot here, but I feel like it flows more. Like when when I'm out of town, like I just end up writing all this stuff. Whereas here, I'm kind of just like, I should write a song or like, I don't know, maybe try a little more than I usually do, but I don't know.
Well, I think you've been doing a great job.
Thank you.
It sounds really good.
Thank you.
So before you play the next song, you were talking earlier, I know your band has a website. And again, for those of you just tuning in, you're tuned into KRNN 102.7 FM, and this is Angelina, your host of Tideline. And I have in the studio with me JR of Slush Not Snow. And you've been so gracious to come in and play a few songs. But tell us a little bit, if people want to hear more of your music online, I think you guys have like a Facebook or something, or SoundCloud. Is that right?
This is my favorite part of every show we do. When, like, we're just tuning or something, and I'll just be like, hey, guys, guess what? We have a Facebook page, and it's facebook.com/slushnotsnow. And we have a Twitter also, and it's just twitter.com/slushnotsnow. Same with SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/slushnotsnow. And I'm just really shameless all the time. But
do you still have your MySpace account active?
It's there. It's not active. I just have no idea how to even get on MySpace anymore.
Yeah, that's what I hear a lot of people say.
I'm like, nervous that like once I go to MySpace.com, just like the homepage, like my computer will get a virus or something. It's just, I don't know.
That's all right. So, but you are covered. You guys have Facebook, you've got Twitter, you've got everything else. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so your music's out there.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any shows coming up, or are you playing around town at all?
Yeah, we're going to be doing this event on March 1st at the Hangar Ballroom.
Oh, great.
I'm spacing on what the event's called, but it's being put on by the Juno Lyric Opera, I believe. And they just want to do this kind of acoustic coffee shop style show,
mm-hmm.
At the Hangar Ballroom. So that should be really fun. We're going to be getting some acoustic songs ready, but acoustic with like acoustic bass and some kind of acoustic drums.
Some of your punk songs.
Yeah,
but
acoustically.
Excellent. All right. So I know you've got some more songs for us.
Yeah,
and
totally.
It's great to hear you play. So what you got for us next?
I'm going to play a newer song that I also wrote in Fairbanks called Ahead in Time.
Okay.
Time of year, I always get this way. No matter how much time goes at the end, always say that I am cold. And this is getting old. This time of year, I always get this way. No matter how much changes at the end, I always say, when is my turn? I think I'll never learn. This time of year, I always get this way. No matter who's around, I get so jealous if they'd say, walk up to you, affected by your mood. This time of year I always get this way. I know you're sick of hearing all the things I'd never say via my songs. But what do you want? And when the ball reaches the building and all New York turns into kissing, and when the ball reaches the building, I'm in a swoon and I am quivering. The 31st this year, I wanna say, I know New York's ahead in time, but when it finally plays, get close to me so we can see we're better than TV. This time of year, I always get this way. No matter how much changes, no matter what I say to change your mind, is just in mind. Oh, to change your mind is just in mind. Oh.
Nice. That was JR of Slush Not Snow. And what was the name of that song again?
Ahead in Time.
Ahead in Time. That was nice. It was pretty kind of romantic too.
Thank you.
Look, you're such a romantic guy.
Yeah. That's all the songs.
That's all the songs.
That's all of them.
Oh, that's great.
I like it. I have nothing else to write about. Really.
Hey, we need more of those. That's great. It's the perfect time of year. It's, you know, tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
I'd rather be real with my songwriting and have it actually mean something to me, even and be like a cliche romantic songwriter than be like a fake songwriter who sings about stuff that he doesn't know about, or like, I don't know, who makes up stuff just to write a song.
Just
to be cooler. Like, I don't know. I don't. Yeah.
I think that's great. It comes through. It's very genuine.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So I guess, you know, as you're kind of writing music and, you know, it sounds like you kind of have moved around or travel around a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we've talked a little bit about like your musical influences. What else influences you, or what, as far as, well, I know when you travel, people always love to, you know, write music here and travel and that sort of thing around Alaska. But are there any other kind of musical styles or instruments? I mean, you play guitar and I'm not sure what else you play, but is there anything else you're kind of exploring?
Yeah, well, I guess guitar is like my main instrument. I have a drum set that I like to play, and I like to play bass too. And a little piano. I just like to diddle around on instruments and kind of like make up.
End
up making up kind of cool stuff on other instruments that I'll try to bring back to guitar, because with guitar, it's just so easy to write songs. It's mm-hmm. that instrument you use, or for me it is. I know with other people it's like piano or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
For songwriting influences, like with lyrics, every song starts off differently. It could be like I just make up a guitar part that I think sounds cool, and then I'll build the song off that. Or sometimes I'll think of a lyric that I think is cool and build a whole guitar part and then build a whole song off just that lyric idea. And then I guess the usual stuff like friends and relationships and your hometown.
Yep. it all sounds good. So before we get back to having you play another song, we'll just take a moment to hear these messages.
All right.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Carson Dorn Incorporated, working with individuals, businesses, and agencies to find innovative solutions for a wide range of environmental and engineering needs. Carson Dorn Incorporated, cleaning up Alaska's past, building Alaska's future.
All right. This is Angelina, your host of Tideline here on Wednesday night. And it's, let's see. Well, it's been such a great show so far. We've got JR here in the studio from the band Slush Not Snow. He's been entertaining us with your songs and telling us a little bit more about yourself and also the band. And you just tuned your guitar, right? You're ready for another one.
Yeah, totally.
All right, let's do it.
All right. The song's called Experience of the Night. It's another one that I wrote in Fairbanks this last few months. So. Experience of the night is nothing I can write. Maybe I've never tried. Should I not set my standards high? Second-hand million-dollar shoes, embellish golden plans inside my head, pre-weekend blues. It's hard to make it true, but I won't leave without you. I'm set on sounding like a fool, but I won't sleep without a new experience of the night. Slowly drinking every trip, always glancing at your lips. Well, I don't mean to sound rude, but I'm just exhausted being there for you. Second-hand million-dollar shoes. Forget your plan to label me a past girl, I refuse. It's hard to make it true, but I won't leave without you. I'm set on sounding like a fool. But I won't sleep without a new experience of the night. It's hard to make it true, but I won't leave without you. I'm set on sounding like a fool, but I won't sleep without a new experience of the night. Experience of the night.
I love how I look over and I'm waiting for you to do that last strum. That was great. So Experience of the Night, is that what that one's called?
Yeah.
And that's fairly new.
It's one of the newer ones.
Yeah, you wrote that in Fairbanks because it looks night there all winter long.
Yeah, pretty much. It's so cold and dark and awful. You'll hear about it all the time, but once you're there, it's just like, yep, this is awful.
So what you're saying is you're happy to be back in Juneau.
Yes. Yes. No, I liked all the people I met there. I liked all the stuff I got to do musically and but it's just really cold and really dark.
It is. I remember the first time I landed in Fairbanks and the temperature on my phone registered -54.
That's awful.
And I was like, oh my God.
It never got that cold when I was there, but I did have to I didn't have a car, but I also lived on campus, but so I'd walk, but I'd be walking in -30 degrees.
And you're like, this is crazy.
It's funny because you get used to it. You're always cold, but you're used to it. You're just like, oh, it's cold. Mm-hmm. So then when you're used to walking around -30, it'll get up to maybe -4 and you'll be like, it's really warm today. And then you'll look and be like, it's -4. And people in Juneau would be dying.
I know. It just messes with your sense of reality anymore.
Right. And for me, I used to live in Arizona. California. And the first time, when I got to Arizona, the day I got there, it was 114 degrees. And that's unreal. And then I went to Fairbanks and I just like to live in extreme weather, I guess.
Clearly. Oh my gosh. So you're enjoying warming up and staying Juneau's great. We're kind of mild,
Yeah.
It's a nice mild winter. Anyway, it's great to have you back in town. And
thank you.
So if you are just tuning in, this is, we've got JR here in the studio, and he is with the band Slush Not Snow, and JR's played all over town, and he and the band, the other band members, which I know you're a three-piece band, and I've already forgotten everybody's names.
Eric and Guy.
And you guys are heading into Studio A, right, to record your first single or something?
A. We actually did record in Studio A this past summer.
Okay, that's what I was remembering.
With Betsy Sims, who is incredible. We just decided to just try out recording with our friend at his kind of home studio. And I've heard the stuff that he's produced, and it's amazing. So and he's just a good friend. And so we've always just been talking about it. So I just do it.
It's great that you're doing it. That's perfect.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's gonna be the first song that we kind of put online for sale. It'll probably be $1 or something. Have to kind of figure that stuff out after we record it. But I'm excited for it to be our first official.
Very
single.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, it'll be fun to hear you guys play more. It sounds like you're already playing something March 1st at the Hangar you've got coming up. And I know you probably post that stuff on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely. We always keep up to date with that stuff.
Great. Yeah. Well, very cool. It's been wonderful having you here. And
I know
you've got another song to play.
Yeah, I got one more.
Great. All right.
Yeah, this last song I'm going to play is an older song that I wrote in Arizona 3 years ago. And then before I play it, I'd like to just kind of talk about it because sometimes it doesn't make sense. But it's a really simple song about just wondering about what's going to happen in the next 5 years or 10 years to your life and stuff. And and the song is it's titled after nicknames that me and a friend had for each other. And it's called Cup and Pork Chop. And that's what I sing at the chorus. And I know a lot of people are like, what is he saying in that chorus? What does that even mean? So I just wanted to say that.
Inside joke.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of my songs have a lot of inside jokes and references and stuff.
That's all right.
But I try to make them relatable. Try to make them understandable enough. I don't know.
And they are. And you can do that. So Cup and Pork Chop.
Yeah.
Should I ask who's who?
No,
that's all right. Okay, JR, take it away.
All right. In 5 years, where
will we be? Oh, you and me. In 10 years, you might have a husband, I might have a beard. In 15 years, you might have a kid, I might have a kidney. In those years, will you think of the days we had those names? Cup and pork chop. Cup and pork chop. Moon, you sold shoes, and down the street I stalked Toulouse. Long parking breaks, I tripped through the tourists to see your face. In my dreams, oh, how you'd sing in raspberry fields. Cup and pork chop. Cup and pork chop. Cup and pork chop. Cup and pork chop.
Cup and pork chop.
Oh, yeah.
That was great.
Thank you.
I know. It was so funny. I was like, I had to stop looking at you because you were going to start laughing. I was like, oh, I'm kidding. Anyway, that's a fun song, and I could see why there would be some inside jokes in there and some good memories.
Yeah, totally.
Very cool. Very cool. So I was looking at the Facebook again, and you're... I remember you had the song up there. Is that still available for people to download?
Yeah. It's on our Facebook page, or it's facebook.com/notsnow, or right on our SoundCloud page, which is what the link is.
Yes.
If you just go to soundcloud.com/notsnow, that's the first song that's up there, and you just can play it, and there's a little down arrow that you click to download it.
Yeah, it sounds great. I downloaded it last night, and it sounds really good. I like it. So we'll play that one coming up next. But it's been great having you here on the show.
Thank you so much. This has been super fun.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. It's great to hear all the stuff you've been playing and things you guys are working on coming up. And I imagine, do you have plans, like, I know it's still a little bit early, but like spring and summer, are you guys all around Juneau and planning to play? Or?
Yeah, we're playing just kill it this summer, just like everywhere we can.
That's great.
Yeah, totally.
Very cool. Well, I wish you guys all the best of luck, and
thank
have fun
much.
In the studio recording your first single.
Oh, yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah. It is. It's really exciting. It's really cool to see that happen. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys, you know, it's one thing, kind of like you said, everybody kind of talks about it, and then it's like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Yeah, and it's cool. The community, like, here in Juneau, like, we have some, like, everyone that plays music, we're just, like, friends with each other. And that's how we hooked up with our friend Lance, who's recording us. And same thing happened with Betsy Sims at Studio A last summer. She just, like, saw one of our shows and was like, I'd like to record you guys. And we were like, that's awesome. We'd love to record, you know.
That's great. Yeah, you guys have great energy, and it's been really fun having you here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So do you want to set up this song a little bit? I think we'll go ahead and play. This is the one that you just, it's available for the free download, In Distance is the name of it.
Yep, the song's called In Distance. Wrote and recorded it just 2 weeks ago, so it's still very, very new. And Yeah, I hope you enjoy it, whoever's listening.
Great. Well, thanks so much for coming in the studio, JR. It's been a pleasure. All right. So we'll go ahead and let's get this one geared up. Hopefully I won't play something different like Johnny Cash or something. All right, here we go. In distance.
I take credit for that.
Comes from Pie in the Sky, now taking orders for Valentine's specialties plus Mardi Gras king cakes, bourbon pecan pies, and more, including gluten-free holiday desserts. Pie in the Sky, located on Seward Street or at 523-9135.
Oh, I hope you got your king cake yesterday. Mardi Gras was, of course, yesterday down in New Orleans. But, you know, we're going to just keep the party going here in the KRNN studio here in Juneau, Alaska. If you were just tuning in, we were so lucky to have